What is communal narcissism and how does it differ from regular narcissism? That's what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going. There's new research. It was published in the Journal of Research of Personality back in October. It asks that question, do narcissists and communal narcissists differ? So just to make it clear, communal refers to community, aspects of the community. Some narcissists are considered communal narcissists. Some people say the communal narcissist has a Mother Teresa complex. What that means in the short term is that these people sort of seem to sacrifice themselves for other people, but then they also claim praise for it in very sneaky ways. They're more passive aggressive. People kind of look at them as whiners sometimes when they're in their finest narcissist form. Sort of like someone who might knock you down in order to open the door for you, or someone who controls you by giving you things. Sometimes these people can appear to be the martyr. They work so hard, they do so much. But as always, their behavior tends to be textbook. Now, in his book, Rethinking Narcissism, Dr. Craig Malkin identifies three different types of narcissists, including the extroverted, the introverted, and the communal narcissist. Of course, the extroverted narcissist is the obvious kind, where they have the grandiosity going on, everything is out there in your face, they're the manipulator, they're the ones that most people are very aware of. Then we have the introverted narcissist, or the covert narcissist, which is a little more confusing because while they might not seem to like themselves very much or they seem vulnerable, it kind of hides the fact that they do feel superior to everyone still. They're still a narcissist. But when we're talking about the communal narcissist, this is a totally different story. While the communal narcissist does have similar characteristics to the other two in some ways, because each type of narcissist is always seeking validation for their own self-perceived grandiosity, of course, and their entitlement and their power, their self-esteem, things like that, the communal narcissist is more likely to focus on promoting him or herself by showing how much they help other people, different communal goals, and apparently the ability to listen and connect like an empath. Of course, this isn't really how it goes. And yeah, it's sort of counterintuitive, but it's a sort of backhanded do-gooder, if that makes any sense. Malkin says that they regard themselves as especially nurturing, understanding, and empathic. He says they proudly announce how much they give to a charity or how little they spend on themselves, and he notes that they'll trap you in a corner at a party and whisper excitedly about how thoughtful they've been to their grieving next-door neighbor. And they'll say things like, "That's me. I'm a born listener." Malkin also says they believe themselves better than the rest of humanity, but they cherish their status as givers, not takers. Does that make sense to you?
So they might be focused, instead of things like individuality and accomplishment and competence, things like that, they might be more focused on things like how much they can be trusted, how much they can help other people, how they cooperate or collaborate in a group. They want to get their narcissistic supply from people saying, "Oh my gosh, that person's so amazing." They might play the martyr, they might play the generous donor, but in any case, they are looking for someone to say to them, "Oh my gosh, it's so amazing that you did this awesome stuff for all these people," in a nutshell. But here's the thing, when we're talking about a grandiose narcissist, they typically have traits that include things like an inflated self-opinion or imaginary amazing accomplishments. In any case, they consider themselves exceptional. And what's interesting about the communal narcissist is that they might not be so concerned about maybe the way they look, how much money they have, as they are so concerned about how other people perceive their level of giving, their level of helpfulness. So just to clarify, a regular narcissist might think, "Oh my gosh, I'm the best looking, smartest person on the planet. Nobody can be as good as me. I'm more efficient than everybody," whatever their thing is. They hold on to that one thing. "I'm richer," whatever. They focus on the one thing or the many things that they think make them superior to other people. But they might not see themselves as the most friendly or supportive person or the most compassionate or the kindest person. Let's dig into the research, shall we? So in 2012, these researchers suggested that there were a couple of different types of narcissism that we could point out in this case. So you've got your agency narcissists, who are your more basic standard narcissists, and then you've got your communal narcissists, who seem like nice people. Even in 2012, the authors were not saying that communal narcissists are really good, trustworthy people. They were just saying that they kind of focus on different areas of grandiosity. So the way that they differ then, they proposed at that time, that they differ because narcissists of the typical agency type are self-focused, self-accomplishment. Whatever they are gauging their grandiosity on is based on themselves, whereas community narcissists or communal narcissists base their grandiosity on their ability to sort of get credit in the community, to get attention in the community. Let's say that we have a narcissist teacher and she only shows up to teach her class when she feels exceptionally validated. This is obviously a made-up example. So she might base her stance on the responses of the students, let's say. If she was a typical narcissist, then she would think to herself, I am justified in only showing up when I feel validated because I'm so freaking smart and I have so much more to offer than your standard teacher, and these students should just be glad that I show up when I do. I deserve special treatment from them because of these things. And I mean, my gosh, I am an expert on everything in the world. So why wouldn't they want me to be their teacher? Whereas a communal narcissist might think to themselves, well, I deserve this special treatment because I am so good, so warm, and so compassionate and friendly and nice to these students that they should just be glad that I show up when I do. You see the difference? It's the basis on which they judge themselves, the basis on which they think to themselves, I should be treated different and special.
So getting back to the more recently published study, it was done to figure out implicit and explicit self-views in communal narcissists. They used a sample of over 600 people, about two-thirds of which were female and the rest male. Their age was averaged at 23 years. In this study, the communal narcissists were measured with a 16-point communal narcissism inventory. That includes things like, I'm a great listener, or I'm going to be the best parent on the planet, things like that. Implicit and explicit self-views in communal narcissists were assessed using an adapted version of a computerized behavioral test meant to measure implicit associations based on reaction times. And the analysis showed support for what the authors believed to be true, that communal narcissism was associated with explicit communal self-views only.
What it all came down to is that communal narcissists are looking for validation from outside themselves with their community behaviors, whereas your standard narcissist is going to mostly focus on his or her own accomplishments or self-beliefs in order to get the supply that they want. They're still looking for supply from outside themselves, but the reason for wanting the supply is the difference. Does that make sense? One last point I'd like to make is that the research doesn't make it clear whether the communal narcissist really believes the things they're saying or they're just trying to pull one over on the community. I think in many cases they might actually believe what they're saying. More of a self-deceiving behavior than an actual intentional lie. What are your thoughts? All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever heard of communal narcissists? And what did you think about this? Do you know a communal narcissist? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I just want to offer a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. Thank you so much for being part of my mission to help our survivor community discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means so much to me, and I know it means so much to everyone else too. So thank you so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pierlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Miss Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Christy, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.